This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. It's Ed Smith here. Joining me on the phone is Jeff Peer. He is the CEO of the Child Care Council here in Rochester. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me. So tell us, what is the Child Care Council?
The Child Care Council is a program that serves the Monroe County area and also Livingston and Wayne County area. And what we do is we support child care programs. We help them become new programs, and we help existing programs stay open, and to help them with programming and assistance, nutrition, and training. And what you call a child care resource and referral agency, and we're contracted by New York State to do this type of work.
Gotcha. So people that may be looking for one of those resources, whether it be child care or nutrition assistance, something like that, they come to you guys, and then you can connect them with an agency that does that locally?
If you're a family member or you're a new parent and you're looking for child care services, you could call us, and we have a full team that will help support you in finding the right care for your family. We have people calling us that want to make sure they have care that's closer to their work or closer to their home, or part-time care, evening care. Everyone has a specific need. Our program helps families find the right care for them. Could be family care, could be center care, whatever that might be. In addition to that, you might be a person that says, you know what, I want to serve my community, start a business, and open up my own child care program. We support you with that as well. We do the licensing and the paperwork with you, and help you get open up with New York State and get certified as a licensed child care provider as well.
So somebody's listening, Jeff, and they've been thinking about maybe starting up their own child care business. I know a lot of folks with the pandemic and everything have kind of reassessed their employment situation. What kind of a process is that? How long does that take to go through all the credentialing with New York State?
It takes approximately 90 days, as early as 60 days, but about 90 days total. We walk you step by step. There's some small trainings that people have to go through. There's some paperwork, and again, we process all that with you. There is a site visit to make sure that the space that you're using fits the needs and the regulations of the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. And once all that is completed and those inspections are done, you'll get a license and you'll be ready to open up. And then during when you are open, there'll be consistent support. And we have teams here that will work with you on training and programming and, you know, safety and different things that a family might need to operate a very safe and functional and healthy program in our community.
Yeah, it sounds like a great resource, because I feel like, you know, there are a lot of times updates and stuff, and you want to make sure that you're current on that if you're a child care provider, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. New York State does have a lot of regulations, and that could scare some people, but we hope it doesn't, because, again, we are right there with you the whole way. We meet with our providers on a regular basis. We do a lot of education and support, and that's what we're really here for. Is anytime there's a change in a regulation, they'll hear from us, and we will support the provider and educate them on what that change is.
What a great resource. We are talking with Jeff Peer from the Child Care Council here in Rochester. And Jeff, thinking about this too, we hear a lot in the news that, you know, people are struggling to find childcare for their children. A lot of places are full. They've got wait lists, stuff like that. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the pandemic really did some damage to the child care system. A lot of programs closed down. They had to shut down rooms. And over the last 6 months to 9 months, New York State has invested quite a bit of money through what they call CARES dollars and stabilization dollars to help current programs stay open and help new programs open up. So we're starting to see more and more programs open up, and current programs that were limited in size, they received additional funding and support to grow their program to open up more slots. There has been a hit. It has been really difficult over the last year and a half, 2 years for people to find care. A lot of that has to do with staffing, because there is ratios that you need for programming, especially for the big centers. A classroom, if you have a certain number of kids, you might need two or three adults in that classroom. Because of COVID and because of all the different things that have occurred to our community and really throughout the whole United States in childcare, has limited the number of people coming into this type of profession. So now we're starting to see a little bit of a resurgence. So we are seeing some more slots open up. We're seeing more programming open up. And one of the greatest things that I think just occurred over the past year is New York State did something what they call deserts funding. And what deserts funding is a child care desert is identified as a place that has a lot of children and families, but has no real child care within a close vicinity of that. And that could be in a rural area, in a city area, in a suburban area. So they identified a lot of different points throughout our New York State, and they gave money to new programs and current programs to expand into those areas to help meet those child care needs. So we should start seeing more and more openings open up over the next few months, as we're currently seeing right now.
That's great. What a wonderful opportunity, and love to hear that they identified those areas, because you're right. Some spots, it feels like they're worse off than others as far as, yeah, you know, child care.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, when people think about that, we have it right here in the city of Rochester, as well as in the rural areas as well. So it affects the whole state, and they invested about $100 million into that to really support new programming, encourage families to open up family programming, and encourage centers to open up and expand their rooms. So it was a great investment, and it's needed to really boost our economy and to open up new jobs and to really support our children.
And you're right, you know, it's all tied in. It's all a whole cycle, right? Because if you have a child and you don't have child care for them, a lot of times you may be working part-time or not able to work at all, given your situation, you know, depending on that. But, and, you know, I know that a lot of other larger employers here in the Rochester area are dying for employees, but they may not be able to hire somebody they want to hire because that person doesn't have child care.
Absolutely. It affects the economy 100% over. And what we're also seeing is certain people, depending on their work, need certain type of care. They might need evening care or even overnight care. And you don't see a lot of that. And now you're starting to see more and more of that. We have some really great programs that serve families going into the late evenings and even overnight. I just met with a provider just about 2 weeks ago, came in for some training with her team, and she just opened up as a 24-hour program, which is so needed because you have so many families that might have to work overnight, and their child they can't leave their child home alone all night. So we're seeing different types of care, out-of-the-box kind of care. And again, all this care is under regulation. It is being managed by New York State and us, so it's safe care, and it's not something that someone just opened up and said, hey, send your kids our way. These are certified programs that have been approved by New York State and by the Child Care Council.
You know, that is a great thing right there. I never thought of that, but I know a friend of mine works at the hospital, and her husband would like flip-flop on and off who was working like nights and stuff to watch the kids.
And a lot of these programs are doing a great, great work with the children. A lot of our programs do a lot of educational work. And those overnight programs, obviously, there's a lot of sleep time in that. But, you know, you really want to make sure you have a safe place for your child where they're going to learn and do different activities and really help prepare them for the next step of education as well.
We are talking with Jeff Peer from the Child Care Council here on Rock Talk. I'm wondering if somebody's looking at some child care, is there a way that they could reach out to you and say, is this place certified? Is it a place that's following New York State standards? Do you guys help somebody with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a list of all the different programs, but it's also public knowledge as well. They could go on the New York State Office of Children and Family Services website and see a listing of all the different type of care that is out there, because there's different modalities of care that people might not be aware of. There's after school care that might be run at like what you see at like a YMCA. There is family child care, which could be somebody right up the street and within their home, they're providing care up to maybe about 6 to 8 children. There is what you call centered care, which is what you see more in the commercial area, where you might see closer to a lot of the big businesses. And as you're driving, you'll see those big playgrounds happening. There's all different levels of care. There's group family care. So what we do is we try to find out your need. We'll give you a list of all the different programming that's within your radius that you want to. Because, again, some people might work 30 minutes away from where they live so that they want their child care 30 minutes from their home. So it all depends on where they would like their care to be. And then through that list and through the state list, they'll be able to see the different programs that are all certified.
And Jeff, I'm wondering too, we were talking about this earlier. You're talking about a lot of the places that are starting up now and maybe, you know, operating a small operation with just a few kids in these desert areas that we were talking about. Is that typically an individual, maybe a mother, a father, a grandmother, a grandfather that's watching a kid already that's a family member and they're kind of expanding? Like, how does that typically play out?
Yeah, so that's another type of care. That's called legally exempt care. So we have a lot of family members that watch other family members, maybe an aunt, an uncle, a grandparents watching their kids. Mm-hmm. And that's all they watch is maybe the two or three children in the home that are related. That's actually another type of care. So they won't take any outside children.
Gotcha.
What we're looking at is expansion of family care. And when we say family care, they're non-commercial buildings and they're limited to the amount of children that they could have in their care. So they could have approximately 6 to 8 kids in their care, depending on time of day and the ages. There's different regulations and they could have one adult supervisor, provider in that home. Anything more than that, they would need what they call an assistant. So you're seeing new family care. Maybe it's a woman up the street decided to open up at her home a child care program and they want to serve 6 to 8 children. We're seeing new ones of those type of care. And then we're also seeing an expansion and new centers open up. And centers, they sound all big, but they all don't have to be 300-500 kids center kind of care.
Gotcha.
You could have a center that has 17 kids, 20 kids, you know, if that's how you want to get registered. That's fine. But we are seeing all the different levels of care through that desert funding occur and even opening up on the regular that did not get that funding. So a lot of it is family care, which I think is great. I think the centers do a great job, but I always encourage people, you might have a wonderful program right up the road from you that you're not even aware of.
Sure.
That they've been operating for 20, 30, 40 years. We have some providers that have been open that long, and it's pretty amazing work that they do.
Of course, if somebody is unaware of that, but they are looking, they can go to you as that resource to help find that?
100%. Yep. They could call us. I could give that number if you like.
Sure.
Anyone could call us at 654-4720. Or they could visit us at our website as well. We have a pretty high-functioning website that people could get a ton of resources. And they could reach us at www.childcarecouncil.com. And you'll be able to contact us. You'll be able to email us. You'll be able to read all about the different modalities or programming and whatever programs that the family might need, or if you're a provider, any kind of trainings and support that they might need.
We hear a lot about mental health issues mm-hmm. that families are dealing with, and you're saying that there's some expanded help in that area?
Yeah, so there's two areas that we're really, child care counselors really focused on, and New York State has been super helpful with supporting this, is mental health and special needs. And what that means is a lot of our providers are working in places with children that might have additional supports that they need. Maybe a mental health, maybe a behavioral, it could be a developmental. And so what we are doing is trying to make sure that the provider has the equipment, has the knowledge and the support that they need so that child is fully supported in that program and they get the proper growth and the proper development and services that they need so they could thrive in that program. In addition, a lot of the families, they struggle to help define maybe care for their kid because their kid might have a special need. Their kid might have autism, might have other different needs that a provider is not aware of. And, you know, providers, they need the equipment, they need the training to work with those children. And it's been a struggle for so many families that have children with these needs to find it. So what we did is we put together an amazing consulting program where we'll work with the provider, the family, and the child within that program. Not only do we give them the right equipment that they need, we help them set up their room appropriately, and we give them the proper training and resources that they need to help that kid thrive in that program. And it's been extremely successful. It keeps kids in program. It helps with structure. It helps with continuity of care. And that is something that's new for New York State. It's something new for the child care council. We've been doing it now for a couple of years, and it is much needed, especially now that COVID has kind of come and we're still in it, but it's going away. But our children need this type of support. And I'm very proud of that programming. And it's really supported a lot of providers and a lot of families.
And I'm happy to hear that on a personal note, Jeff, friend of a family that we know, they have two boys, and the one boy was getting kicked out of program time after time again, because the provider, as you said, didn't have the resources. And he's got possibly a little bit of autism going on. They're still testing for that. But his parents were so frustrated because they were like, my kid keeps getting kicked out of these programs, and we have to keep finding a new place for him to go. It was a struggle.
Yeah, it what you just said there is exactly 100% the story we get called on almost every day. We have a family call us and say, my son, my daughter has these behaviors. It gets kicked out. He's been in three different programs, and they're being kicked out really for multiple reasons. And 99% of it is just the provider just does not have the equipment or the support that they need to provide care for that child. And that could be a problem. And, you know, there's not enough training and there's not enough money to go to that type of equipment. So we actually have worked closely with, ESL has given us some great donations. We have worked with some private foundations as well. And even had a legislative grant that was given to us as well. And what we did with that money is we bought equipment that these providers needed, we give it to them and we set it up for them. And these could be iPads that the children with autism might need. Mm-hmm. They could be sensory toys. There could be mats that are needed. All the different things that a child with special needs or some kind of care, some special care that they need that they don't have, that we're able to do that for them free of charge. Well, it's a free service, and it's a special service. It's pretty amazing.
And if somebody's listening and you are a care provider, my gosh, please contact Jeff and his staff over at the Child Care Council if you need to tap into that resource to be able to just communicate with the kid. Like you said, maybe the kid's nonverbal or something and they can use the iPad for that. I mean, that is a huge barrier to come across. So please get in touch with Jeff and the Child Care Council.
That'll be great. We have quite a bit of equipment and we want to get it out to these providers to serve these families. So thank you for that.
Yes, 100%. And Jeff, I'm just wondering about your organization now, Child Care Council. Are you guys mostly volunteers or employees, or how are you guys organized?
No, we're employees. We've been around close to 50 years, and we service three counties. We currently have an office in Wayne County, Newark area, and Lakeville with Livingston County, and right here in Monroe County, right off Winton and Blossom. And sitting right in Rochester. We have approximately 60 staff that work here, and we have many different programming within here, within our agency. So we have a referral department. Those are the staff that would work with a family member that's calling to look for child care. We have a nutrition team. We actually have dietitians that go in the centers and programs that work with the provider on healthy meals and balanced meals and work with families and children around that, and even how to make the meals. It's pretty impressive. We have a licensor and registrar team. They're the ones that help families that want to open up programs. We have an inspection team that goes out and works with families on education and inspects their program and make sure that they're running things safely and gives them pointers and tips. So we're fully functioning. We pretty much operate Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We run education training programs in the evening time and on the weekends. And we service the three counties. We have very limited volunteers because our programs are very direct and they're contracted by the state. But we're very much open to volunteers, which is something that our agency is not used to doing.
Sure. But it, like I said, if it's more specialized, I understand the employee side of it for sure. I'm just amazed if you guys are providing so many critical services to these programs and to providers across our region, which is fantastic. And
thank you.
Yes. My gosh. Again, if you're a provider and you have a program that you're running, he's got a full staff, as he just mentioned, and a lot of resources, and maybe something you haven't thought of, maybe some funding from one of these state or county grants that can help you get the resources that you need. You can get more details at the childcarecouncil.com. Jeff, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate the time and getting the message out. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.